You're listening to the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210 KOKK.
And welcome back to the 2016 South Dakota State Fair edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Performance Radio News Director Zach Nelson, along with Beadle County State's Attorney Mike Moore. Should also mention here, I always do this, forget to mention how you get a hold of us, and the fact that we are brought to you in part by the Montgomery Agency of Huron.
Got to mention the people that pay us.
Absolutely. So our thanks to the Montgomery Agency for helping us to bring you the Mike Moore Show here. Whether we're in studio, recorded, live from the State Fair, it doesn't matter. Montgomery Agency helping us to bring you the Mike Moore Show here on KOKK.
Appreciate their support, and we always talk about that. Tomorrow's Sunday. They have some open houses. You go to the open house, mention the show, get a free cookie.
Now, you're always doing that with the cookie. Does Jim know about the cookie?
Yeah, I expect Jim and he'll know about
you
the cookie.
You better make sure.
I mean,
I don't want to lose sponsorship on the show because, or else you're going to have to start buying cookies.
You know, we could make it more, you know, exciting, but I'll talk to Jim. Maybe we can up that to like a soda or something. maybe cookies and milk.
So, again, our thanks to the Montgomery Agency for helping to sponsor the Mike Moore Show here on KOKK. All right, let's talk a little bit here about State Fair security, Mike. Obviously, the State Fair in and of itself turns into its own city here within the city of Huron for the 5-6 days that's around the fair.
Right, yeah, it's a lot of activity, a lot of people in town for the State Fair. And when they're on the fairgrounds, State Fair security is the police force. The Huron Police Department, Beadle County Sheriff's Office, they don't really come onto the fairgrounds and do any kind of policing. They stay off the fairgrounds and do it outside in the city and the county. But when you come onto the fairgrounds, the State Fair Security is in charge of the safety of everyone involved.
And State Fair Security is broken off, I guess, sort of into two different avenues. You have certified and uncertified.
Right. There's several certified officers out here. But they kind of combined it this year, and that's how I became involved. But they used to contract out the non-certified officers. So Sheriff Fridley, the sheriff from Sanborn County, is in charge of State Fair Security, but he had only been in charge of the certified officers. Starting this year, he's now in charge of the non-certified officers. So like myself, I secure a gate. He's in charge of me, and I work for him. He's my boss.
Now, with that too, let's say there's an incident out here. I mean, you can be arrested out here by the full time or the officers that would be certified, that would be normal police officers outside of the fairgrounds.
Right. The officers that come onto the State Fair, they get sworn in as officers for purposes of this event, and they have jurisdiction on the fairgrounds to enforce the laws, make arrests. What they do is if they arrest somebody, they take them to security. They then call the Huron Police Department. The Huron Police Department comes and transports them from the State Fairgrounds to jail if that's where they need to go.
Now, long before I was a reserve officer, I heard a story, an alleged story, that somebody was attempting to get out. And because obviously there's paperwork, and the local outside department would, as you mentioned, take care of transport, but the person was attempting to leave the State Fair, and I was told, and again, how this goes, I don't know how much truth there is to it, but the rumor was that they were pushing the gentleman back and forth because neither side wanted to deal with the paperwork involved with the reason why the guy was escaping. Again, it's a great story. Is there any truth to it? That I don't exactly know. Generally speaking, Mike, obviously, once something does happen in the grounds, it still goes to your office for prosecution.
Correct, right. So I have jurisdiction of the county, so if someone does violate the law and is arrested on the State Fairgrounds by State Fair Security, my office's responsibility to prosecute that case.
What sorts of things do you generally see that come out of incidents at the State Fair?
You know, you always have the all-related incidents, the disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, things like that, underage consumption. You see a lot of that we deal with accordingly. But we've been lucky the last several years, knock on wood, that we haven't had anything major really at the State Fair. There's always one or two felonies, but when I first started in 94 as deputy, you saw a lot more Actually, we used to have a separate court date for just for state fair incidents, but that's really been curtailed now. I think security does a really good job of maintaining safety and peace and making good decisions on how they should handle situations.
Now, that is something, when you were talking about having sort of a state fair court, that's something similar to what they do out in Sturgis, isn't it?
Right, same thing, kind of the same thing they do in Sturgis is they have a lot of officers from across the state, because if you're a certified officer, you're certified anywhere in the state. They kind of swear them in for that area, and then they have the authority then to enforce the law.
Now, what are the bulk of the certified officers working out here? Are the majority of them county deputies from other counties across the state, or do they get some police officers as well?
I think most of them are county sheriffs. I mean, obviously, Fridley is a sheriff, so I think he knows more sheriffs than he does PD people. But we do have some PD people as well. But I'd say, just from the most part of my working, we have mostly sheriff deputies out here. All good guys do a good job.
I missed out on a point here earlier. Again, if you want to get a hold of us on the Mike Moore Show, you can get a hold of us many different ways. You can email me, news@kokk.com. I'm on Twitter, at Zach Nelson Radio, or the Performance Radio News Twitter account, at PR News Huron. You can also send a message to the Performance Radio News on Performance Radio News page on Facebook.
Right. And you can get a hold of me on Twitter. I am at Beetle County SA at the office. You can stop in. My email at the office is mmoore@bcsa.us.
Very good. I tell you what we're going to do here, Mike, because no one has come with an answer to our first question. Why is the moose a felony?
It's a tough one.
Again, it has to deal with the price of the moose.
Right.
So think about that. Let's do the second question.
All right.
We're out here at the South Dakota State Fair. What year of the state fair is this?
Okay.
So if you find our broadcast location and say it is the blankety-blank edition of the state fair, you'll get your pick of Mike Moore Show t-shirt.
That's a good question. I mean, we're at the fair, so let's...
Right, we are at the fair. And again, if you're watching us on the Performance Radio News live stream on Facebook, you cannot answer the question on Facebook. You have to have heard it over the air on 1210 AM KOKK.
Right, and then you have to come to our location, tell us the answer.
We are in front of the Arts and Education Building. We're right across from the Expo Center. Just down from the to the east of the Women's Building is where we're at here at the State Fairgrounds.
A lot of people out here today at the State Fairgrounds.
It's a beautiful day. It's a little windy. Yesterday, I was actually giving away some tickets out here.
Yes.
So it works. People do actually listen to the radio. They don't solely listen to satellite radio and things on their iPad. They will actually listen to good old-fashioned radio still here. So if you've got the answer, come on down and see us, and maybe you'll get yourself a t-shirt. And I'm going to do the other question right now. We're just going to throw the three. We're going to go out right now.
This is a tough one. This is another tough one.
What year did Mike take office? So you've got three different questions for three t-shirts. Why is the moose a felony? What year is this year's state fair? And what year did Mike take office? If you've got the answers to any of those, come on down to our location here, and we will hopefully get you a t-shirt. Now, let's move on to some actual subject matter of the show.
Oh, you don't want me to give you some stories about working the gate? I might get...
Okay, let's do those.
The listeners might want to come see me at gate 3.5. That's my gate. It's probably running amok now that I'm not there.
Okay. Tell us what has happened at 3.5. You had something about a loose...
Loose cow. We had a loose cow.
Okay.
You want to
talk into the microphone?
3.5, you you come into that gate. It's handicapped parking, media parking. But my shift is 6 in the morning till 6 at night. So I showed up here 6 in the morning, and I'm walking up, and there's nobody around. It's just me. The gate's actually closed at that point. So I'm walking up, and in the middle of the street where I stand to work my gate, there's a cow. That's just wandering around.
You say that like you didn't expect to see a cow at the state fair.
Well, I expected to see a cow at the state fair in the barn, but not in the middle of the street at my gate. So, it was an emergency situation, obviously.
Have people been being good coming in your gate? Because the media folks can be kind of wily.
Yeah, the media folks are a little bit of trouble, and I've had a little trouble with those guys, but No, they're pretty good. I mean, it's funny at the gate that you work and people want to come on and they don't have the proper passes, they don't have the proper paperwork, and they just want to drop something off.
What kind of excuses do you hear? Because they have to be about like the kind of excuses you hear for jurors that want to get out of jury duty.
Oh yeah, I hear all kinds of excuses. But I think the number one most popular excuse is I left it in my camper.
You left it in the camper.
It in the camper. So I gotta, you know, I have discretion, so I can decide what I want to do, and I'm pretty nice. I'm a pretty nice guy. I let them get their business done. You know, it's a fair, it's a friendly event, so I let them come in and do their business and get out. I've been taken advantage of a couple times, but we'll have to talk about maybe that after the break if anybody actually cares.
I think we should probably talk about some of our actual subject matter, and we will do that after we take a break. You're listening to the 2016 South Dakota State Fair edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210
KOKK.